On to the Netherlands, which is holding highly anticipated parliamentary elections tomorrow. Europeans are wondering how Geert Wilders' controversial populist Freedom Party will do and whether the Dutch election could foreshadow next month's presidential elections in France, where far-right contender Marine Le Pen has significant support. Yesterday, Wilders faced off in a televised debate against Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte. The Prime Minister warned against succumbing to the, quote, domino effect of populism. Wilders accused Rutte of caring for immigrants more than, quote, his own people. But how is this playing across parts of the Netherlands? NPR's Frank Langfitt has traveled to a tiny farming village in the north of Holland, and he's there now. And Frank, tell us about where you are.
Well, it's called Oranje. It's a village of about 140 people. There's a canal that runs through it. There's cattle. And the reason I came here is, you know, Geert Wilders has this tough Holland First agenda. He wants to close the borders, turn away refugees. And this village has a refugee center with 400 people, mostly from the Middle East. That's several times the actual population of the village. And I thought, you know, if anywhere, this is a place where Wilders' message might resonate.
Oh, interesting. It sounds like an unusual place. I mean, is it unusual for that part of Holland?
It's not, but what's interesting is that it's a place with, like, flat farm fields. There are only 20 or so houses that I could see. But what's so striking is the first person I met when I came into town was an Iranian. And then I met a Chinese woman on a bike who turned out to be actually from Tibet. She had fled religious persecution. And so, honestly, traveling not only here but in other parts of Europe, it's one of the most multicultural villages I've ever been to.
Oh, interesting. And I hear the traffic passing you by right now. So speaking to you when you're outdoors there. It was a fascinating description you said of the very first people you met there in this village. How is Wilders' message then playing there?
Not well. This is really interesting. Our producer, Russell Newlove, he and I went door knocking around town. We spent about an hour or so. We found only one of the 11 people that we talked to were actually going to vote for Wilders. Most found his message too extreme, don't really like him at all. I was talking to this woman named Rosalie Vanderpoelmenka. She works as a mediator in family and civil disputes here, and here's what she said.
What he thinks is get rid of everyone with an Arabic background and we'll be fine again. And that's not how we live. We are a diverse culture and we exist of people who came here from overseas. That's who we are. We are not one culture.
So Frank, how did you make out that the villagers and refugees get along? Do they get along?
Well, initially, there were, of course, problems. Some of the refugees were from North Africa. They were single men. There was littering. There was some aggressiveness towards the women, some crime. But those folks seem to have moved on. And mostly it's now families, Middle Eastern. And relations are pretty good. I sat down to lunch with a Dutch family. I talked to this 25-year-old guy. He's friends with one of the Iranian refugees who's staying in the center. They play drums together. I was talking to his mom. Her name is Yanni Klok. And 3 years ago, she couldn't actually speak any English, but she learned how to speak from the Iranians. She hangs out with them. Many of them are Christians. And here's what Mrs. Klok had to say.
We go together to church and we have parties in my house and we pray and we sing and we have games and we help each other.
So, Frank, here's a village where ostensibly one might think at first glance that Wilders' messages would be resonating, but it sounds like you're saying they're not. So what does that mean for Wilders as he tries to gain the prime ministership here?
You know, it can't be good news for him. You know, he has this very strong anti-refugee message, but it doesn't seem to be selling here. And people that I talk to, you know, they say the Netherlands, it's a small trading country, long history of immigration and tolerance, and that Wilders, his point of view is just too extreme for, it seems like, most Dutch.
Well, that's NPR's international correspondent Frank Langfitt speaking to us from Northern Holland on a busy street as well. Frank, thanks so much.
Happy to do it.